Hartford Mayor Pedro Segarra is standing behind a plan to bring the New Britain Rockcats to the capital city, but not everyone is. At a march that began at the proposed site of the new stadium and ended at City Hall, a few dozen people gathered to voice their opposition. Victoria Fennell was one of them. She's lived in Hartford's Blue Hills neighborhood since 1969.
I believe one word that comes to mind, among others, but this is a family-friendly environment, is disrespect. Disrespect by the way the deal was handled.
That's right.
The people of both Hartford and New Britain were disrespected. We should be working with our neighboring towns, not against them.
Leading the march was State Senator Eric Coleman, who's in the midst of a primary battle for his seat with Council President Sean Wooden.
While I commend them and their effort, I want to caution them that the work is not yet done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The fight has to continue.
And that, he says, is because the details keep changing. First, Segarra said the city would borrow up to $60 million to pay for the stadium. Now the emphasis is on private funding, not public. City Council Minority Leader Larry Deutsch says there's a lot of opposition.
Right now it's quite clear that most of the people and most of council reject the idea of taxpayer funding of the stadium.
As developers hurry to get their plans to build a stadium and a surrounding neighborhood to the city by its August 1st deadline, the city council has made a move to hire its own consultant to analyze the deal. That consultant is Fred Carstensen, who runs UConn's Connecticut Center for Economic Analysis. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.